Yes, indeed. Yeah, this is Barry Mack on Northside 99.3. I have a studio guest, Brent Pace from A Taste of Ireland. Good day to you, mate.
Oh, how are you going, Barry? Good to be here.
Yes, and you've got some valuable information for us.
Yeah, we've actually just landed in Sydney, so we've got a couple of shows on this weekend.
You look jet lagged. What have you been doing with yourself?
I haven't come too far today. Flew in from the Gold Coast myself, but been over in the UK with the show, touring over there. So spent the last couple of weeks touring. We were in and outside of London, actually, and we took the show right up north there. So,
what's the name of the show?
So we've got the show we've got this weekend. It's called A Taste of Ireland. Mm-hmm. And we've got a couple of shows on here in Sydney. We're performing at the Hurstville Entertainment Centre. We've actually got the show starting tonight at 7:30. And tomorrow night we're on at the Concourse in Chatswood. So
just up the road here from the station. Do you have the address of the one in Hurstville? I guess they can look it up anyway.
Yeah, it's at the Entertainment Centre. So we're in the big auditorium there. So it's a relatively big venue, right in the centre of Hurstville. So should be good. I'm going to be heading there straight after this.
Right, and are you one of the main dancers?
I am this weekend. I am. So I'm the director of the show, but I've actually been performing for the last 6 months with the company throughout Australia. I sort of semi-retired there a few years ago, but I've come out and, you know, put the shoes back on. My partner and I had a child last year, so sort of took a bit of a hiatus from dancing.
Beautiful. Best event ever. Yeah, the best highlight of your life, mate. Fantastic.
Absolutely. So she's an absolute dream.
So what's the name of your partner?
My partner's name is Kaylee Moore, but Kaylee spelled C-E-I-L-I. Yeah. Which I think you know what that word means.
Indeed. Well, so that's wonderful. So Kaylee will also be dancing this evening?
Kaylee is not dancing, okay. No. But Kaylee is one of the choreographers of the show. So Kaylee danced for a very long time in the show, and now she's in a sort of choreography directorial capacity. She's sort of the boss. She points to everyone and tells them where to go. So Kaylee's got a really, really strong repertoire of training over the years. She actually grew up here in Sydney and danced here in Sydney and became the fourth Australian and only one of five or six Australians to have ever won a world title.
Fantastic. Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. So Australian Irish dancing. And so what sort of music will you have? I guess it'll be Irish music. That's a stupid question.
Yeah, we've actually got a couple of guys that have joined the company in the last year. We've got some three lads that have come out and they've come out from Clare. So we've got a guitarist. We've always got to have a very strong guitarist, keep the rhythm section going. But we've actually got flute, whistle, and we have the concertina, the button box in the show, which is a new addition to A Taste of Ireland, and it kind of brings a little bit of a different flair to the show, which is especially to some of the airs and everything like that throughout, you know, sort of all the music that we have, because we have lots of trad, you know, we have polkas and reels and jigs played throughout the show, but you know, we have some songs as well, so yeah, so I think people can sing along to them if they're not too not too shy.
No, that's good. Listeners, we're listening to Brent Pace, yeah, and he'll be performing tonight. The show is called The Taste of Ireland, so we're at Hurstville Entertainment Centre. What time does it start?
We start at 7:30 tonight and 7:30 tomorrow night.
Right, and of course the concourse just up the road here. How can you miss it? I'd go up there for sure, because, you know, it'll do you the world of good. There's more of more conversation coming up very, very shortly. Nirvana. What a lovely band and what a lovely tune, Gold Rush.
Greetings, Sharon Thompson here. You know, we're lucky to have one of the best audio experts in the country right here on the North Shore. Len Wallace and his knowledgeable staff have everything you'll need to complete your audio wish list, from a humble kitchen radio to a complete home theatre and everything in between. Check out their comprehensive website, lenwallaceaudio.com, or visit their showroom at 64 Burns Bay Road, Lane Cove, Len Wallace Audio, a valued supporter of Northside Radio.
Well, there you go. We're back again, even though we didn't go anywhere. We're back with Brent Pace, and he's talking about his Taste of Ireland show, which is happening this very evening in Hurstville at the Entertainment Centre, and also tomorrow at the Concourse, just up the road here in Chatswood. Do both shows start at 7:30?
They do. All of our shows start at 7:30.
What time do they finish?
They finish at about 9:25. The show goes for about 115 minutes, and there's a 20-minute interval in there, so it's a 45 and a 50-minute half.
So how did you get into this? I guess you, what sort of dancing do you do? All stuff, I suppose.
So I'm primarily an Irish dancer.
Right.
I am an Irish dancer. I grew up in Melbourne, Australia, and I got into it because my mum is an Irish dancing teacher, and my mother got into Irish dancing something in the realm of 50, 55 years ago now.
And where is your mum based?
My mum, well, she was based in Melbourne up until about a year ago, till she moved up with me so she could look after our little one.
Right.
So I could go away and tour with the show when I needed to.
So the little one, what's the little one's name?
So our daughter's name is Elle Shoda. Shoda being the Irish word for treasure.
That's lovely. And how old is she?
She is 17 months old now.
Beautiful.
Although they say you have the terrible twos, but I think I've started getting some of those in the last night or two, if I'm honest.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, it's wonderful, you know. Well,
yeah.
I've just got a new grandson, so it's just fantastic. It's the best thing you could ever do, mate. Nothing like family. And do you think will the kid get into dancing later on as well?
She might do, yeah, she might do. Like, she gets in, she does a bit of, like, toddler dancing at the moment and, you know, just getting her coordination going. But, I mean, I'm happy if she wants to be, you know, if she wants to be an Irish dancer, you know, like her mum and her dad and her grandparents, you know, it's in our family, so I think it'd be relatively easy for her to get into. But, I mean, if she wants to go down another path and do ballet, or she wants to, you know, I don't know, become a swimmer or something, I suppose I can do the half 5 a.m. wake-ups and in the pool.
But the ballet will certainly keep her on her toes.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You waltzed into that one, didn't you?
Yeah. It'll keep her on her toes for sure. Keep me on my toes as well.
No, but it's great. You must be pretty fit. It's very good for your health, hopping around like that, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. It keeps you fit. Although I will say it was a bit of a shock to the system. I mean, I danced for, I've been dancing for, you know, just under 30 years now. And, you know, really? I took 18 months off, and then coming back into it, the body got it. I came back, and actually my first performance back was Paddy's Day, or the day before Paddy's Day, the 16th of March this year.
Yep.
And my body took a bit of a hit after having a bit of time off. So had to oil up the old joints again and get things moving. But now that the wheels are moving, it's, you know, it's good to be back on stage in front of everybody.
The thing is, when you do something for a long time and suddenly you stop it, your body then realises what you've done to it, and then you get a bit of punishment. So it would take a fair bit of loosening up for you to get back to your dancing, I reckon, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, you know, then you kind of, because you're so active all the time, then, you know, you kind of have to maybe cut out a few of those extra pints and, you know, bits and pieces like that, because you're not dancing so much. So, but I mean, now that I'm back into it, it's really good. But I mean, because I am probably a little bit on the older side of things, the more experienced side of things, I really do have to take care of myself.
You're only a kid, man. What's wrong with you?
Irish dancing nowadays, it really does take a toll. It's a dangerous sport.
So you've been involved with Michael Flatley, is that correct?
My partner has been involved with Michael Flatley. So Kaylee toured with Michael Flatley, and she actually played the bad girl, they call it, Morahan, in Lord of the Dance, and she performed with Michael Flatley on one of his last ever live performances.
Right.
And they performed, that was in South Africa, I think in 2015. She ended up doing an arena there, and Michael Flatley came back and did one of his final sort of cameo performances. I think he was in his late 50s at the time.
Well, that's amazing, like to be able to be that good at that age. I mean, you've got a fair bit to go yet, according to Michael Flatley, anyway.
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, if he kept going for that long, I think, you know, I might have a few more innings left in me, but trying to, you know, train a few of the newer lads into the sort of the principal roles and everything. We've got a couple of different guys. One of my right hand guys is from Belfast. I've got another one who's based just outside of Letterkenny. So a few of those lads are sort of starting to take the reins on the show at the moment, and sort of that leading male role, you know. But I mean, just showing you how far sort of Irish culture has gone. We have, you know, one of our lead performers is based, she's a Canadian girl, you know, a 19, 20-year-old girl from Canada, and, you know, that's done Irish dancing for, you know, the last 15 years and sort of has that culture.
Well, I mean, the Irish are everywhere. Thanks to the English, the Irish are everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's
way back, they left at a rate of knots, and whenever I got here almost 50 years ago, I couldn't believe it. I jumped out in Darwin, and the first person I spoke to was Irish, an Irish person. I couldn't believe it. My head was sore. It's a horrible trip all the way over from Ireland, and I land in November the 11th in Darwin. It's like walking into hell. It was so hot from a winter in Ireland. First person I spoke to was Irish. I nearly wanted to cry. trying to get away from it. It's funny the way it works. Look, I'm going to play a song here for the minute. Van Morrison, another Belfast guy, and this is Brown Eyed Girl.
Skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping, and you, my brown eyed girl, and you, my brown eyed girl, and whatever happened the Tuesday and so slow, gone down with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. And you, my brown eyed girl, do you remember when we used to sing sha la 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 la
Van Morrison, of course, yeah. Van the man from Belfast, yeah. More coming up shortly.
As part of this year's Heritage Festival, Willoughby City Library will be unveiling a research study into the personalities of Willoughby's colourful history, and you're invited. Local expert Shirley Ramrucka will unveil stories involving Japanese royalty, a famous Australian poet, a pioneering Chinese market gardener, and many more founders of Sydney's North Shore. Who knows, your family name might come up during the presentation. The results of this trek into the archives will take place on Friday the 26th of May at 11 a.m. at the Willoughby City Library in Chatswood. Entry is free, but bookings are recommended. For more, simply Google Willoughby Library Events.
FM 99.3, keeping our community connected.
Here is the thing. A burglar broke into somebody's house one night. He shone his flashlight around looking for valuables, and he noticed a CD player and decided that that would do for a start. Suddenly a strange disembodied voice echoed from the dark saying, "Jesus is watching you." He nearly jumped out of his skin, clicked his flashlight off, and almost froze in fear. After a while, he'd heard nothing. He shook his head, promised himself a holiday after the next big score. Then he clicked the light on and began searching for more valuables. Just as he pulled the stereo out so that he could disconnect the wiring before putting it in his big bag, came the voice again, "Jesus is watching you." Well, he almost freaked out. He shone the light around frantically looking for the source of the voice. Finally, in the corner of the room, his flashlight beam came to rest on a cockatoo. "Did you say that?" he hissed at the cockatoo. "Yes," the cockatoo confessed, and then squawked, "I'm just trying to warn you." The burglar relaxed. "Warn me? Who in the world are you?" "Moses," replied the bird. "Moses?" Well, the burglar laughed. What kind of people would name a bird Moses? The same kind of people who would name a Rottweiler Jesus.
Hi there, this is Barry Mack on Northside 99.3. Why not join us on Friday, 12 noon, for Irish Australian Radio. We have lots of things happening. There's bits and pieces of all sorts of facts and fiction. We have Irish, Australian and international music, both new and old. So do join me in the parlour for another Irish Australian Radio show where the crack is mighty and you're sure to have a better day.
The Roseville Club is the place to be for sports action on the big screens. Be there to watch every NRL and Super Rugby game live. Enjoy the daily food specials, including Tuesday Steak Night with a free beverage. Be there for Thursday Trivia Nights, the famous Friday Night Meat Raffle, and Sunday Roast, all created by an award-winning chef. And live shows every month. For all the details, go to rosevilleclub.com.au or call 9419 6849. Station sponsor, the Roseville Club at 64 Pacific Highway, Roseville.
Okay, yeah, my studio guest, Brent Pace, are you the man who, you've got all the pressure of keeping these shows together, huh?
I do. Look, there's a lot of pressure. I think there's more. There's probably more nowadays. We were expanding pretty rapidly and doing quite a lot of touring with A Taste of Ireland in 2019. Going into sort of COVID, we premiered in New York in 2020 with the show, yep. And then obviously the whole world kind of collapsed a little bit. So we're really getting things moving now. But I mean, we've just returned from a UK tour, which was super successful over there. We sold out a run of 6 shows. It was the premiere for A Taste of Ireland over there. We have shows sort of coming out throughout Australia. This year we're doing a couple of weekends and a few, you know, shorter runs of the show. But, you know, we're hitting the ground in the UK again at the end of this year. We go to the US. We've also got our Christmas show touring
as well, which is called A Celtic Christmas by A Taste of Ireland. And we're going to be touring that in Victoria. I think tickets for that go on sale next week. So that's doing a Victorian and South Australian tour this year. It's also doing a Californian tour. We've got a trip going out there as well.
How do people get tickets? Tell me.
So they can get tickets to any of our shows at atasteofislandshow.com. So, or you can look up A Taste of Ireland Company on Instagram or Facebook, and Facebook will link you straight into the website as well. But if you go to any of the venues, you might see the show at. So we're at Hurstville tonight, we're at Chatswood tomorrow night. We're running through a whole bunch of shows in the second half of the year into next year. But if you ever see an A Taste of Ireland or in a Celtic Christmas poster, you can go to the venue website, Ticket Tech, Ticketmaster, or you can look up atasteofislandshow.com, and that will get you tickets to, you can click on whichever show is nearest to you, really.
So are there any singers, apart from dancing and all that? I guess there'll be lots of lovely music and stuff. Anyway.
We do, yeah. We have a vocalist. We have a vocalist in the show as well. And there is a little bit of a surprise in the show where some of the dancers try their hand at singing once or twice, you know, sort of having the crack a little bit in the first half of the show. So if you are coming to the show, keep your eye out for that part there, because I think some of the dancers are probably not trained singers. So, you know, but if you do know the words, you know, one thing I find about, you know, watching this show perform in the UK is everybody gets into it and, you know, stands up and starts singing, and, you know, they've probably, you know, had a few drinks out the front at the front of house. But I love it when everyone gets into the show. But I know there's a lot of Aussies that come to the show that might know the words. You know, you might know the words to Wild Rover or, you know, Bog Down the Valley or something like that. One of those songs which are in our show, you know, everyone's more than welcome to join in. And it makes it so much more of an inviting experience for the performers to kind of connect with the audience as well.
Okay, so tonight, Hurstville Entertainment Centre, yeah, tonight, 23rd of June, starts around 7:30. So try and, get there, because this sounds like fun, and, you know, we're allowed to have fun these days. It's been weird and wonderful times. You've done well to come back from all this crap that's been going on with the COVID, and lots of people and lots of entertainers have completely disappeared off the face of the earth.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a journey. I've really had to stick in there, and I mean, but we've got a really amazing team, and, you know, we've got a lot of dancers, and I think we've kind of risen the ranks. I think we're the third or fourth most followed Irish music and Celtic sort of show in the world, behind Riverdance and Lord of the Dance now on social media. So we've got a big following and a lot of, you know, wonderful dancers like joining our company as well. So, I mean, it kind of takes a village to raise a child, but it takes a village to raise a show, you know? So
one thing, I don't want to cramp your style, but with all that dancing and running around, do you get cramps?
I do get the yeah. Occasional cramp. I do get the occasional cramp. Probably need to uptake my sodium. Do
yeah,
you have
I think
some
that,
more salt?
That would be it, yeah. I play golf. I get horrific cramps because I walk everywhere. I like to walk, you see. There's no point in playing golf sitting in a cart. That to me, that's not golf. You have to get out and put one foot in front of the other.
Yeah, yeah. And although if I was playing 18 holes after 2 days of shows, I would probably opt for the cart.
I suppose, yeah. No, it must be. It would be certainly hard on the two pins, all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay, just another little tune by Van Morrison.
The wine beneath the bed, the things we done and said, and all the memories that come glancing back to me in my loneliness. Standing in the breach, the arm that stretched but out of reach, and consciousness has found me sometimes wondering where you're at. Take me back again, take me back one more time, Spanish Road. The way you pulled the gate behind you when you said it ain't too late, come on, let's swing the town and have a ball the night. And hoping you'd come through, and many others too, and all the friends we used to have in days gone by. you'll take me back again. Take me back one more time. Spanish Rose. And when the lights went out, then no one was about. Another country in full bloom. In the room we danced, and many hearts were torn. And when the word went round that everything was wrong and just couldn't be put right, it tore me up, it tore me up. Love, the way you held a note, the trembling in your throat, that just beginning of your wondrous smile. The rising of the water, the winter winds of this gone by. I often ask myself and wonder why it's gone. Take me back again. Take me back one more time. Spanish Rose. Slumber you did sleep, the window I did creep and touch your raven hair and sang that song again to you. You did not even wince, you thought I was the prince to come and take you from your misery and lonely castle wall. Take me back again. Take me back one more time. The Spanish Rose.
Fertilized with a good dose of humour, satire, local and national weather, traffic, travel, interesting information and good music. If you're hungry for a great breakfast show, join me, Bruce Spot Potter, on The Breakfast Spot. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. on FM 99.3. Wakey, wakey, Spot and Bakey.
As long as I get my kids.
Yes, studio visitor Brent Pace here talking about his wonderful show, A Taste of Ireland. Any more information you'd like to give us on that, Brent?
Yeah, look, there's lots of information for the show on www.atasteofirelandshow.com. So if you go to atasteofirelandshow.com or you go to the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/atasteofirelandcompany, you can have a look at all the A Taste of Ireland shows. A Taste of Ireland is our flagship show. We also have A Celtic Christmas, which is touring Victoria and South Australia later this year. I think tickets go on sale in about 10 days for that. And we're doing A Taste of Ireland throughout Australia this year. We've got a couple of shows, one on tonight in Hurstville, at the Hurstville Entertainment Centre at 7:30, and one tomorrow at the Concourse in Chatswood. I only think there's a handful of tickets left for tomorrow night's show in Chatswood as well, but I'm pretty sure there are a couple left for tonight at Hurstville. We have a bunch of shows going out throughout the latter half of this year, some to be released in the next week, believe it or not, for some people in different parts of Australia. And we're also heading over to New Zealand next month. We've got a couple of shows in Christchurch, Nelson, Blenheim, north of that South Island. They love Irish dancing over there. They love Irish music, Irish culture. I'm actually friends with a couple of the Irish dance teachers, or as they would say in Christchurch, Irish dancing. And so we're really excited to be going back over there next month and doing a handful of shows. We've got a really amazing cast that are performing with us at the moment. A couple of dancers who are from Lord of the Dance, a couple of cast members as well who are coming in next month who have also been part of Riverdance. So it's a really, really strong sort of cast that we have here touring in Australia, which is super exciting. I think our show is, you know, very live. We have all live dancing throughout the show, and there's some quite technical choreography in the show. So, I suppose the show is a combination of not just music but dancing and singing and storytelling as well. You know, it tells a series of different stories.
Do you ever fall? Do you ever slip?
Do I slip? Yeah, I remember I slipped at the J, which is a theatre in Noosa. I came out for a run out and I slipped and fell straight on my behind as I was coming out for one of my main moves about 4 or 5 years ago. Had a slip here and there. I had a mate of mine slip in Adelaide. He was dancing next to me and he's a good friend of mine, and he slipped and his feet kept going from under him like he was had bananas on his shoes. And he almost fell straight onto his ass at the end of the show.
So that's the beauty of live shows. You slip, you get up and you carry on. It shows character.
Well, that's exactly right. You can actually interact with the audience. We've had a few moments that, you know, you have a moment here and there where every so often when you're doing 100, 150 shows in a row, you may occasionally break character when you lock eyes with someone in the audience.
Yeah.
That can, or you get heckled. I can get heckled quite a bit in one of the principal solo parts in the show. You know, especially if you've had a few older cougars that might have had a couple of drinks tonight, you know, during the evening shout out.
No, that's good. But it sounds like an awful lot of fun. And so just to recap, Hurstville Entertainment Centre this evening, this very day, 23rd of June. So if you can get onto that. So the best way to buy a ticket for Hurstville right now is to do what? Tell me.
They will be able to purchase a ticket on the door this evening. Ticket Tech will be there, and they can purchase a ticket on the door. Or if they want to purchase a ticket for tomorrow night at Chatswood, they can contact the concourse venue, or they can go to atasteofislandshow.com, which you can get tickets to any of our shows. But, Barry, it's been an absolute pleasure. I am going to have to go and start warming up for the show in a couple of hours.
Of course.
So thank you so much for having me on the show this afternoon. It's been great to come over here.
It's nice to meet you. And just remember, when you're warming up, just take it one step at a time.
Yeah. Thanks, Barry. Take care.
Good to come in. I really appreciate your visit. So that was Brent Pace. Thanks very much, mate.
Thanks, man.
Better not gamble.
she ain't got